Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast. I'm so excited to have you here today. For today, I'm going to start doing something a little bit different to start off our episodes because I want to acknowledge you for those of you that are leaving reviews on the podcast. So to start off today's episode, I'm just going to share a review from the wonderful Jessie Pree. And her review says, "This podcast is pretty cool. I love how Courtney gets straight to the point and doesn't waste time. There's no fluff, which is appreciated. She explains things clearly and makes some really great points. This podcast is perfect for Christian entrepreneurs who want to feel seen and want to understand how to run their business successfully. Highly recommend." So thank you, Jessie, for leaving that beautiful review. I appreciate you. I love you. And for those of you that want to leave reviews on the podcast, you can head to shebloomsfaithfully.com/review podcast. All right. So without further ado, let's get started. So for today's episode, what we're going to be talking about is what to do when you're lacking that motivation as an entrepreneur, because it's going to happen. It happens to us all. So let's dive into how you can work through it to gain that motivation back and why it is that it may be happening to you. So as online entrepreneurs, we're going to be dealing with a lot of burnouts, a lot of exhaustions. We're going to be overwhelmed, It's going to happen. We all have that phase. And sometimes it's not a phase. Sometimes it's just our reality. We have a lot of things going on. Some of us may be still working our full-time jobs. And props to you guys. Mad props to you. But some of us may have a lot going on outside of our business. So we're just burned out and exhausted. And we lack that motivation to do our business. So let's talk about that for a second here. So one of the things that I like to do in my business is I like to go into my calendar and I schedule a specific time each day of the week to get my self-care in. So pause this episode right now. Please pause it. Go into your calendars and write down a time and schedule that date with yourself to have that self-care, because it is really important that you're taking time to yourself. Because a lot of us have so many roles that just engage all of us. It takes all of us. We're wearing all the hats. Maybe we're moms. Maybe we're, doing all the things at home. Maybe we have our, oh my goodness, I'm not even going to go into this, but there's so many hats that we all wear that we're just exhausted and burnt out. And we really need to create that time for ourselves. So pause the episode, go schedule that time, and maybe that time's not going to work for you. Find out a week later it doesn't work, so what? Change the time, but make sure that you are scheduling at least an hour for, one day of the week. Do at least that. Please do at least that. It will help you. It will help your relationships. It will help your business. It will help so many things around you to just expand and grow and just feel really good. So anyways, so going into self-care, there is different outlets I like to think about. So going into self-care, it's not, when we're not feeling motivated, it's not always that it's because there's something going on behind the scenes. Like sometimes we're just exhausted. Sometimes we're just freaking tired and just need to go hide and sleep or just run away from reality for a bit. Like, let's be honest, it happens to all of us. So don't think that it's, something's happening and, it's a limiting belief or, all that stuff, right? Sometimes we just need that self-care, especially as moms. We need that self-care time. So there's different outlets. There's the creative outlet, social outlet, emotional outlet, physical outlet, and a spiritual outlet. So we'll talk a little bit about those. We're not going to spend too much time going into them because they're pretty self-explanatory, but I'll give you some ideas of what you can do. But definitely schedule that time for yourself. So for creative outlets, my client loves to do candle making. That's her outlet. She loves candle making. Maybe for you, it might be doing something with art. It might be a DIY project. Find something that you love that's creative, that brings out that creative juices within yourself. As for a social outlet, pretty self-explanatory, you guys. Go be social. I love to call my mom in the mornings and have a cup of coffee and just chat with her. That is my connection in the morning. That gives me that social connection to start my day, that social self-care. I love it. It's my favorite time of my day. I love you, mommy. The emotional outlet. So this is where it gets a little bit confusing with an emotional outlet. An emotional outlet isn't something where you can turn your thoughts off. An emotional outlet is somewhere that you can turn your thoughts on, you can process your thoughts, acknowledge your thoughts, and see what's happening and what's going on. Because we have so many neural pathways in our brain that a lot of the time we don't even realize we're bottling things up that are there. So find something that works for you where you feel safe, where you can just step away from the things happening in life and just be with yourself and be with your thoughts. So, like with me, I love to just go sit in my car. Even if I'm not driving anywhere, I will just literally sit in my car, in my driveway, and just sit there with a cup of coffee. Like, that is my happy space, is being alone in my car. As a mom, you could probably relate to that. But there's different ways that you can do it. Like, I have another client who she turns on her jazz music. She has a safe place in her home where she can just be with herself and her thoughts. She lights her candles and she just sits there in prayer. That works for her. So find that emotional outlet that you can do where it gives you that permission to process what's going on. Maybe it's doing morning journal pages. I set a timer on my phone and I sit there and I journal for 10 to 15 minutes every single morning just to kind of get things out and on paper. Because sometimes, like I said, you don't even realize that those thoughts are there. They just kind of come out as you write them down. And sometimes they're pretty, sometimes they're not. But find something that works for you. And great. So we have physical outlet is the other one. I really don't need to explain that. I really hope I don't. Physical, move your body, you guys. Get the blood flowing. Get those endorphins going. Just move your body for at least 30 minutes a day, please. It'll help. It helps. All right, so physical, what am I missing? Spiritual. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry, Lord. Spiritual outlet. So grab your Bible, pray, write your prayers down, write down some scripture, memorize some scripture, watch a sermon, go to a Bible study. As I say, kill two birds with two stones. I hate that saying, but there's got to be something else I can replace that with. Ugh, it just feels so icky. But do, your social outlet and your spiritual outlet at the same time and go to a Bible study, go connect with other Christians and learn about the Bible and the different stories. Find something that works for you. That is the important part because we are all individually created differently. We're all individuals, like I said, individual, individual, individual. So find what works for you, but it's really important, especially if you are finding a consistency with your lacking motivation during your day. Maybe it might even be just that you're dehydrated, but sometimes it's the majority of the time it's that we're just exhausted because we are taking care of others before ourselves and we're forgetting to put that time aside so that we can focus on ourselves and fill our cup back up. So I love you guys. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and I am so excited to see how this episode impacts your life and how you're finding self-care within your day, because it's so incredible. It shifts your life, it shifts your business, it shifts your relationships, all just by simply adding a little bit of self-care into your life. So enjoy the rest of your week, and I will see you next week, you guys.
If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at She Blooms Faithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.